it's a great feeling. And like you said, bit strange winning it without actually kicking a ball. But it just shows how good we've been this season that, you know, we've won the league with three games to spare.
And I mentioned some of the teams in the conference. One or two of these might yet get promoted into the Football League again, but potentially next season at Damson Lane, you could be having Grimsby Town, Wrexham, Lincoln City, Tranmere Rovers. You know, teams who are big, respected Football League names who've dropped into the conference. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with them next year.
Yeah, I can't wait, and I'm sure the supporters and everybody connected to the football club and the borough and obviously the city of Birmingham will be excited by those fixtures. The league we've just come out as well. You know, we've had ex-league football clubs in that as well, like Stockport County and Boston. So, you know, the level of non-league and the football clubs, ex-football league clubs, what are now in the non-league divisions, you know, for us, this achievement, it cannot be underestimated how big this achievement is. It's like you said, to be going to that national stage now and the platform for these players to go and perform, and like you said, the supporters to go and visit those grounds as well, not only those teams coming to, you know, the borough of Solihull, but, you know, us visiting those grounds is going to be, listen, we're not just there to take part, we've got a job to do. My manager's head on now. We've got a job to do for next season and become an established National League club now.
And what has turned it around, Marcus? Well, obviously, you know, you can take a lot of the credit as manager, but how come Solihull Moors are now playing at an unprecedented level?
First and foremost, you know, I've got to give credit to the people behind the scenes, the infrastructure. Not only have we got good players, good staff, but we've got good people working within the football club, from volunteers to chairmen to the directors to the supporters. It was important we built a football club, and we're definitely going up into the national now as a football club. And credit due, you know, that's the beauty of non-league. There's people who've put endless hours free of charge. You know, they don't get paid a penny, but they've put endless days in and they go above and beyond. So the key for us was getting good people in, and we've got more, the people we've got at this football club. I can only speak for our chairman. Anyone who knows Trevor Stevens, our chairman, they know this football club's his life and what he's given not only to this football club but to non-league football as well over the decades is truly remarkable. So, you know, when we got the news last night, you know, there's people who have been key to this success. You know, Jeff Wood, our president, who sadly died this year. You know, sadly, he won't be here to see, but I know he was looking down as well. You know, and like I said, we've got special people at the football club. It's a special place, and we've achieved something special as well, so it's fitting.